Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach has been advising Donald Trump's campaign on plans for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump has proposed making Mexico pay billions of dollars for the wall by threatening to cut off remittances that Mexicans living in the U.S. send back to their homeland. A Kansas couple says the state took custody of their five kids last year because the man was using medical marijuana. But an appellate court says that's not the reason. The court has determined that Raymond and Amelia Schwab's kids were taken away last year because of allegations of meth use and neglect. They say Raymond Schwab has tested positive for meth and other drugs. And the top federal prosecutor in Kansas is stepping down. Barry Grissom says his final day on the job will be Friday. After that, he'll return to private law practice. Mid-America Network News.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. Its stain-resistant technology is built in to help keep tough stains out. Right now, get 10% off or up to 24 months financing on any flooring purchase, including LifeProof, the next generation of carpet. The Home Depot. More saving, more do it. Valid through April 13th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply.
Shawnee County for repairs to county roads used as detours during a KDOT project to repair K4 Highway in southwest Shawnee County. County Commissioners Shelley Bueller, Kevin Cook, and Bob Archer voted 3-0 Monday to approve a contract with the Kansas Department of Transportation, allowing it to detour traffic from K4 Highway onto roads maintained by Shawnee County as KDOT repairs K4 this spring from southwest Auburn Road to Dover. The agreement calls for KDOT to reimburse the county no more than $35,000 for repairs to as many as 15 miles of local roads. And a Wichita home designed by Frank Lloyd Wright has reopened to the public on a regular basis nearly 100 years after being built. From 1992 until recently, the buff brick house on a residential street in College Hill was open only by appointment because the zoning of the house didn't allow it to be open every day.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. The chief deputy in Lancaster County Sheriff's Office has been named Lincoln's new police chief. 43-year-old Jeffrey Blymeister will begin his new role in the Lincoln Police Department on April 26th after receiving formal approval from the city council. Blymeister was chosen among six finalists and will replace Jim Pichong, who retired in February. Blymeister has been chief deputy since 2012 and began his career in law enforcement in 1996. Advocates of medical marijuana bill that was rejected by the Nebraska legislature have united behind an effort to place the issue on the November ballot, but the group leaders say they might not be able to rally enough support before the July 1st deadline. The founder of the National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws says a successful ballot measure this late in the process would have cost about $800,000.
Attention, this is a tax service announcement from Jackson Hewitt. One mistake on your taxes can cost you boatloads of money. Stop by Jackson Hewitt and a trained tax pro will dig deeper to get you 100% accuracy, maximum refund guaranteed. Plus, you may qualify to get $50 on an American Express serve card after you file with us. Hurry to any of our 6,300 locations. Jackson Hewitt, where taxes are less taxing. Minimum tax prep fee required for $50 gift. Valid at participating locations. Terms and conditions apply for all offers. See JacksonHewitt.com for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 9494 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 9494.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. State Representative Sharon Swartz was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. She talked about several task forces, including a local food task force.
I last year we established a local food and farm task force, and it was only to meet one for 1 year. We actually extended it now through another year. They found by identifying things that really help expand locally grown agriculture products, there's found ways to strategies to help them with find financial, somebody that has a truck garden to identify financial opportunities, or they can get technical support. I think that they've come up with finding factors that maybe affect how the affordability to be able to make a living from and be profitable from local grown foods. So I think it's just a continuation. I think that's a good thing. For it gives opportunities for many people to be able to grow locally grown foods, which there is a demand for right now.
State Representative Sharon Swartz also talked about a Water Blue Ribbon Task Force.
Most all the bills that were passed had to do with water and finding ways to find efficiencies to not use as much water. Right now, agriculture uses over 75% of water, they say, in the state of Kansas. So if there's incentives for irrigators to cut back on their use of water, well, that's good. I'm on what they call a Blue Ribbon Task Force, and this comes back to the governor's water vision, which addresses sustainable water for the future for people of Kansas. Through the past 2 years, there have been many, many meetings across the state from stakeholders to identify whether it's water quality, water quantity, what are the obstacles ahead today, and we presume they're going to continue to be in the future. And if we're going to find ways to be able to continue to be able to grow the economy, grow the population in Kansas, we're going to have to be able to have a plan to make sure that we have water, because we can't do it without water.
State Representative Sharon Swartz, a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. Mildred A. Peters, age 97, of Lynn, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 4 until 7. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Mildred Peters. Doris M. Compton, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Faith United Presbyterian Church in Clifton. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Doris Compton. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, tossed salad, and mixed fruit. Tomorrow, pulled pork, baked beans, cucumbers and onions, and rosy applesauce. Check of a school and community calendar today. Marysville High Golf Team at Chapman this afternoon. The track team is at Smith Center. Marysville Boys Tennis Team at Manhattan. JV track team is at Abilene. Softball team is at Holton this afternoon. Fifth and sixth grade music concert will be held this evening at 7. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Widespread showers and thunder showers stretched up and down the East Coast today, from New England all the way down the mid-Atlantic states into the Gulf Coastal states and the deep southeast. Rain could be potentially a bit heavy in spots, and there is the possibility for some locally strong storms across Texas, maybe Florida, at some point today. And rainfall could be locally heavy as well. In fact, some localized flooding in the Gulf Coastal states and especially the southern Mississippi River Valley across parts of Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, downstate Illinois as you head up toward the northern and central Mississippi River Valley, an issue for some. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus.
Average high temperature mid-April, 65. Record high on this day, 90 in 1996. The average low, 42. The record low was 25. in 1940. Sunset this evening, 7:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:48. Clear skies, 32 degrees, a light southeast wind. Barometer at 30.30 inches, relative humidity at 52%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 12th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
I love your outfit.
That outfit looks great on you.
We need to go shopping together.
Where did you get it?
I got it at Diane's Dresses, etc. in Wymore. It's at Alfred Dunner. At Diane's Dresses, they have a complete spring line of Alfred Dunner women's wear and more to come. It's so nice not to have to drive to a big city or pay shipping fees from ordering online. We have a local clothing store right here at home, Diane's Dresses, etc. in Wymore. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays. You will feel special when you shop at Diane's Dresses.
Kansas Gas Service is committed to providing safe, reliable, and efficient natural gas service. You play an important part of that commitment by knowing the warning signs of a natural gas leak. If you smell a rotten egg-like odor, hear a hissing sound, see blowing dirt, persistent bubbling in standing water, or discolored vegetation, there may be a natural gas leak. Leave the area immediately and dial 911. Digging accidents cause most natural gas leaks. Always call 811 at least 2 full working days before beginning your yard project so we can mark any natural gas lines on your property. It's a free service. If you suspect a natural gas emergency, leave the area and dial 911 or call us at 888-482-4950. For more information about natural gas safety, visit kansasgasservice.com or call 800-794-4780.
Kansas Gas Service, a division of One Gas, is committed to constructing and maintaining a natural gas pipeline delivery system that complies with all applicable state and federal guidelines, industry standards, and safety regulations.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. 225 food and ag companies and trade associations sent a letter to Congress yesterday calling for a swift vote on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The National Cattle and Beef Association, one of the groups signing the letter, NCBA President Tracy Bruner of Kansas, said it's time to level the playing field for American cattle producers. Japan is America's largest export market for beef, and right now, American beef faces an import tariff that's 11% higher than Australian beef, which is America's biggest competitor in the marketplace. Upon TPP implementation, the tariff on American beef drops 11% right away and continues to fall until it reaches 9%. Bruner says every day TPP does not pass results in a loss of dollars for America's producers. Prospective planting reports indicate producers will be planting a lot of corn, but one expert said the total acreage may dial back just a bit. Sue Martin of Ag Investment Services says the total number of acres would come down a small degree. She feels a lot of traders are anticipating a big shift in the June acreage report, but there may not be as big of a shift as thought. As planting season kicks off, USDA begins its prospective planting report this week, and the market will watch U.S. plantings to try to gauge global supplies at the same time. Now, Martin does expect a downward slip in corn numbers as we get closer to May, noting that soybeans tend to gain corn acres through the end of May. And the rise in Canadian farmland prices will slow in 2016, thanks to part to softer commodity prices. Farm Credit Canada says that growers should prepare for a possible easing in land values after prices rose in a slower rate in 2015. The price rose 10% last year and should rise between 2 to 4% in 2016. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning, I'm Craig Mead. Producers may soon find themselves under even greater pressure to tighten their belts as new crop prices are expected to drop even further. Chicago's Ag Resource predicted recently that new crop corn could fall to $2.80 a bushel by fall. New crop soybeans may tumble to $7.60 a bushel. That's close to 10-year lows. Producers are already cutting back on purchases of new seed traits, fertilizer, and equipment. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson suggests the current price crisis may call for even more extreme measures.
What the general public frequently doesn't understand about farming is that when we see commodity markets, the prices for the stuff that they raise, produce on their farms, fall in half, fall by 50%, that immediately puts most farms into deep negative net income positions.
Net farm income has plummeted 55% since 2013 and is forecast to be at its lowest point since 2002. Turning our attention to soil temperatures this morning, a bit of a setback with those chilly morning temperatures. The 4-inch soil temperature as of 7 a.m. this morning across Nebraska running mostly in the low 40s. There is a pocket of northeastern counties that is stuck in the upper 30s. We had that band of low 50s across Kansas. That's gone away. Temperatures statewide running only in the low 40s across Kansas. This is a 4-inch morning soil temperature as of 7 a.m. The three panhandle counties of Oklahoma running at 45 and 46 degrees. The remaining northern tier counties across Oklahoma are running in the low 50s, 50 and 51 degrees. Cool snap set back temperatures a bit last night. Ag News Soil Temperature Report from Mid-America Ag Network. Did you know that Abilene Machine has tillage parts? You requested them, so Abilene Machine has expanded their tillage selection to include coulter blades, soil saver mold boards and blades, chisel plow points, field cultivator sweeps, and much more. You can rest assured that Abilene Machine's parts are manufactured to exacting standards and that you're receiving the highest quality parts available. Call Abilene Machine, 800-255-0337, or visit them online at abilenemachine.com.
If heavy duty is the only duty you know, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If your office chair sits on top of 18 wheels and in front of a big rig sleeper, then CarQuest is for you. That's because CarQuest is serious about what matters to you most. Maintenance of the vehicles and equipment that work as hard as you do. From safety signs to HD batteries, brakes to starters, and mud flaps to switches, CarQuest is your source for over-the-road serious truck parts.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. Walmart has gone cage-free. Well, Walmart is going to go cage-free. Maybe. More after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
Walmart is the latest big retailer to jump on the cage-free bandwagon. Walmart and its Sam's Clubs across the country have announced the goal to transition to a 100% cage-free egg supply chain by the year 2025. Walmart says its transition to a 100% cage-free egg supply chain is based on availability, affordability, and customer demand by the year 2025. So it is also saying, I suppose, that if the supply is not available or is not affordable, or the customers are not demanding it by the year of 2025, then there will not be a 100% cage-free egg supply chain involving Walmart. It also says it will require 100% of its shell egg suppliers to be certified and fully compliant with the United Egg Producers Animal Husbandry Guidelines or something similar. Since 2001, Walmart says it's offered customers the option of cage-free eggs in its stores. The company said it will continue to work alongside farmers as it moves toward a cage-free egg supply chain by 2025. And will continue to collaborate with suppliers, government agencies, academics, non-government organizations, animal health companies, and veterinary experts to assess and improve how food sold to its customers is grown and raised. Walmart, the latest getting in on cage-free eggs, or at least the appearance of being involved in cage-free eggs. Meanwhile, interesting development in the state of Colorado, where the state Senate has approved a bill that would expand the state's cottage foods law to small poultry producers statewide, and that would allow direct-to-consumer sales from these small chicken farms. The bill would also allow home cooks to make almost anything that doesn't need refrigeration to sell directly to consumers. Sales would be limited to less than $10,000 per product each year, but no license or permit would be necessary. The state senator who's sponsoring the bill, Owen Hill of Colorado Springs, when asked about the inherent dangers of consuming uninspected products, said, "You know you're buying things from an unlicensed, uninspected, unregulated kitchen. In other words, you're on your own." The Colorado Farm Bureau is against the bill, saying it will not give consumers any assurance that the producer they're buying from has taken any basic food safety courses. As one writer put it, it also reinforces the old belief that if I can look my farmer in the eye, I know my food is safe. No, the only thing you'll really know is the color of his or her eyes. Back after this.
Yield. Talk about yield.
Wait, Dad, Altaseed sorghum wins the yield trials, but look beyond the yield to profit. Sorghum produces top yields in all sorts of conditions. It's so adaptable, like chameleons, and it needs much less water than corn. That makes us more money.
Yield. Standability for top yield with Altaseeds.
Yes, when yields are up and costs are down, profits go up too.
Altaseeds, sorghum that goes beyond the yield. Call 877-806-7333 or visit altaseeds.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 32 degrees sunshine this morning in Marysville. Highs warming into the middle 60s today.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Stephanie Austin. Evansville scored 5 runs in the 3rd inning on the way to an 11-1 win over Wichita State in Game 3 of the series. Starter Zach Lewis went 4 innings and gave up 5 earned runs with 3 hits and 3 walks and 3 strikeouts. The Aces broke through the bottom of the 3rd with 1 out. Travis Tokarek was hit by a pitch and Jeff Christian walked. With 2 outs, Eric McKibben singled to drive in 1 run and Christian scored from 2nd on a wild pitch to increase the lead to 2-0. Trey Hare walked and Boomer Sinek followed with a 3-run home to give the Aces a 5-0 lead. The Shockers are next in action tonight when they host Oklahoma at 6:30 at X Stadium. In-demand recruit Josh Jackson has committed to play basketball at Kansas next season. Jackson announced his decision last night on Twitter. The Detroit native attends Prolific Prep Academy in California. I'm Stephanie Austin.
New trailers, used trailers, and rental trailers. They're waiting for you at S&S Trailers in Ness City, Kansas. Now's the time to reserve your grain trailer for wheat harvest. Call them today for Mauer and Tempty grain trailers from 24 to 42 foot, single and double axle. A big wheat harvest means it could be short supply on trailers. If you're hauling heavy loads, S&S Trailer sells BWS easy-to-load detachable trailers. It's the only way to haul heavy loads. S&S Trailers, Ness City, Kansas. Call today, 785-798-3666.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at GiveMeAnEdge.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Call us today at 620-225-2233 and sign up for the demo at GiveMeAnEdge.com.
Speedy pinch runner Terrence Gore streaked home on a wild pitch with 2 outs in the 10th inning, scoring a head-first slide to lift the Kansas City Royals over the winless Minnesota Twins 4-3 yesterday. The World Series champions Royals rallied for 2 runs in the 9th to tie it, then dropped the Twins to 0-6. This is Minnesota's worst start since the Washington Senators moved to the Twin Cities in 1961. May retired the next 2 batters and issued a walk. With a 1-2 count on Lorenzo Cain, May threw a breaking ball that bounced off catcher John Ryan Murphy's chest protector and skittered off to the right side of the plate. Gore beat Murphy's throw to May covering the plate. May slammed down his hand in frustration after Gore scored. In the Masters, England's Danny Willett capitalized on an astonishing collapse by defending champion Jordan Spieth to win the 80th Masters after a dramatic noon at Augusta National. That's your sports report. I'm Stephanie Austin.